your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Yeah, well, yeah. Welcome home, Bachelor family. It's your mom and dad. And Evan, do you know why I know now that you don't really love me?
Why are you, is that like slam poetry? Oh, no, that's like syllables. And then we go to the store.
Do you know why I know you don't really love me?
Oh, I could pick many fake random reasons you come up with, but no, surprise me today's.
Because in all of our years together, our many hundreds and hundreds of years together, you have never taken a t-shirt cannon, shot it at me, and then surprised me with a shirt that has our faces on it. You've also...
Well, you kind of got it wrong. I feel like you're like, I shot it. I need to shoot it at other women.
Oh, that's
good
too.
You know what I mean? With sure. Because that's what's happened.
So you've never taken a t-shirt cannon shot it into a crowd of single women and been like, this is my girl.
Right.
We've got our faces on this t-shirt together. Don't even get near me.
Right. Never went into a bar and said, here, by the way, here's about just throwing t-shirts at people going, by the way, this is my girl.
I've taken.
Yeah. By the way, I know that.
The fact that you're not wearing a shirt with our faces on it as a unit shows me that you've never loved me. Another reason I know you've never loved me is that. You know, I know during the cast bio, you went off about how you think PowerPoint is the worst. Ugh. But if you really loved me,
right,
you wouldn't look at PowerPoint as an evil tool. Mm-hmm. You would look at PowerPoint as a way to show me slides of how much you love me and what our future will be together.
I can say the same because she did the PowerPoint. You know what I mean?
That doesn't matter. I'm not talking about me right now.
Yeah. One way that I know that you never loved me is that we've never rubbed a genie lamp together. That's one way that I know. And you've never printed out a huge picture of my face and walked around with it. So our equal unlove for each, unlove for each other is very equal. Each other. I heard. Each other.
But what Grant said, what do you all think love is?
Oh,
and what Grant said, I think.
Poet.
I think Grant said, I think love is walking into a room and giving a flower. Wait, is that what he said?
He said.
Because that then, if
and
that's.
And also, true love is after a long day having a conversation.
Yes.
So if that is love,
then
very attainable.
We,
I like the fact that he's making love very attainable. It's a conversation
true.
After a work day and one rose means love. If that is the epitome of love, I will say many people are in love when they don't realize it.
It says to me, that's what it is. To me, love means a flower when you walk into the room. Now, wasn't specified if it's handed to you.
Easy to accomplish.
You know what? Now that I think more about it, I like it. Because at the end of the day, we're sitting around. I'm asking you to, you know, have a t-shirt cannon and show me, show all these women that you're with me or make a PowerPoint. But if love really is, if the definition of love is like what Grant says, is when you walk into a room and there's a flower there or you have a conversation after a long day, that is.
What if you did both at the same time?
That's
soulmates.
Twin flame.
Twin flame is a rose while having a conversation. You know, I will say.
I like it. Now that I think about it, it's
simplifying the process.
Yeah. Instead of making it so complicated, it's like love can be a very many splendid things.
What if he just set the bar super high? He was just like, love for me is doing what I want all the time. And everything I want, I get. No questions asked. And they're just kind of like, oh, this is a different vibe.
I don't know if we're going misogynist or if we're going dumb.
What is this?
Love for me is a private jet.
Yes.
Straight into a penthouse suite.
Well,
with a personal chef and the $10,000 dress on you. Yes. That to me is love.
Well, Carolina kind of... You know, not to jump ahead, but like during their one-on-one, she said she was kind of doing a couple of the ladies were doing this thing where it was like, our kids, you mean, or our life, you mean.
Yes,
they were kind of doing the playful,
this
is what we're doing. But Carolina didn't, like,
I think
she,
it's Carolina.
Oh, sorry. Carolina straight up did say, like, you know, with our kids in our mansion. And I was just kind of like, bold.
Very
bold. Bold just to be like, by the way, just so you know. arose in a conversation is not love to me. Like, just to be clear, that might be love to you, but I'm dropping the mansion hint.
Well, yeah, you're like, that's not, you know, there was a moment too, Latia was like, you know, the car seat in the Ferrari. And right. He was like, I also have an Acura. And she's like, oh,
he's like a 99 or like, something.
Let's talk more about the Ferrari.
The Acura, I'm not so interested. Like, so you're saying you get the Ferrari, I get the old Acura. Got it.
This
okay,
isn't going
to
work.
We need to have a conversation.
But apparently, by Grant's version of love, we are very much in love. So
that's,
I guess,
very
I'm wrong.
True.
I really enjoyed this episode.
It was, I mean, it's brewing in a way, because I feel like the first episode's always like, who do we got? What's the vibe we got?
Yeah, what vibe are we entering this season with?
And the vibes are immaculate. The vibes are giving kind of reality TV, you know, other reality TV shows. They're giving tense. They're giving kind of OG days. There's competitive energy in the air.
You, at one point, you looked over to me, and I think that this was the perfect way to put this. Is this first night, you know, everyone was chit-chatting, lovely, sweet, yes, playful with each other on the surface. But what you could feel and what you said to me is everyone's testing each other right now. Yes. You could tell when they're sitting in that circle joking, the jokes were like borderlining a little too real, and everyone's like, ha ha ha. Everyone's testing the waters to be like, what can I do? What can I say? How, what can I get away with? This season, I'm already sweating. This season is going to make me, this is going to be one of the seasons where I'm hiding behind the couch, yeah, hiding under a blanket, because I'm dripping in sweat because I'm so uncomfortable with, yes, the competitive energy. Because already night one, we have a bachelor who I think Grant was the most calm bachelor I've ever seen in my life.
So mellow about
this the whole thing. Man clearly is so used to women being like, marry me, date me. He was so laid back. All these beautiful women coming out of the limo, worshiping the ground, right, he walks on. And he was like chilling, totally mellow. And on top of that, there were also a lot of women that, number one, he kissed, and number two, you could tell he was vibing with, like he had a connection with.
It's always a good
spicy
sign. It's always a great sign when the lead is kind of like, for lack of a better term, like horny for everybody, because because it really creates that, like, people thinking that he's in love with that. Like, it, yeah, creates what you don't want sometimes is the kind of lead that's a little like standoffish and you have to kind of win them over, because then they tend to just pick their top two like almost right away.
Yes.
And then no one else has a chance and there's not a lot of tension. What you want is every woman thinking he's in love with me and we're going to run away from this whole thing. Let's just ditch the show.
And
when there's a handful of those, uh-huh, that's when the crack.
And I was getting that from this, yeah, episode
and to the
already.
Point, and to the whole, like you were saying, testing out, it was like if everyone in the house was dogs and everybody was like sniffing each other and like peeing around, like, yeah, like, you know how dogs are kind of like piddle?
Yeah.
Like, just, is that can work? Can I, am I going to get, yeah, away with this? Because they were doing a lot of like, make sure she bring back my husband. And then they kind of look at each other like, how is she taking that?
And then the someone, steam coming out, yeah, of ears. Even though there's a smile planted on the face, it's like, make sure you bring back my husband.
Yeah, and then someone would be,
bitch,
like, who's going to get the first rose? Oh, it better be me. Look around the room, who's or who, you know? So it was a lot of this kind of like, and then they would say shit like, we're just like best friends and the vibes in the house are amazing and everyone's getting along so well.
And you're like, and my, it's loves, like, it's only been a couple hours.
Like someone
so
walks in, like her, like when the sister walked in later, it was like, everyone was just like, who is that bitch? Know, like immediately, you know what I mean? Like they had walked in 9 minutes earlier, but one extra person and they're like, this bitch better leave. And it's like, you guys have known him for 9 seconds. Half of you haven't even spoken to him.
There was a cloud of them following her too.
Yeah.
They all followed out.
They're like, out. And they just wait 2 weeks.
Oh, it's
going to be
spicy.
Great.
I'm telling you, this season is going to, yeah, be wild. It's, and, yeah, I also think Grant's here truly for his wife.
Okay,
I feel that really deeply. And I felt that with Joey.
Yes.
And before that, it had been a hot minute where it had felt like The Bachelor, where I was getting the like, okay, he's really here. I could feel like he's really, right, ready. Joey felt really ready to me and his energy felt ready. And to me, Grant feels really ready. He feels, yes, like he's ready to settle down and be with his potential wife.
Yes.
So I feel like the combination of all of that could create a really successful season that is also full of stress. Now, will he be able to choose? We get the preview. We don't know.
Is not looking
He's
good.
Really stressed.
They're like,
between
we have
two.
To go. There's 9 minutes. He's like, oh, flip a coin.
Maybe he does.
Such a dude thing, by the way. Such a guy. Just to be like, dude, but this one's this way and this one's this way. What do I do? It's just such. I think that's also why I'm excited for Grant too, is because, yeah, The Bachelor, I think there's just a level of like at the end, they always panic because I also think they're putting off the decision making. Like they're just kind of like, I'll think about it later. And then they're like, okay, day
like, I'm having a really good time with all these ladies.
That's kind of what I think they're just taking in the like worship of it all. They're like, I love this. This is amazing. All these women want me. I'm not really going to put too much emotional energy into like making a choice right now.
And then all of a sudden, the end comes.
Oh, shit. We got a test. You know what I mean? Very funny.
Well, I am very excited. So let's get into,
yes.
Oh, before we actually get into the recap of it all, I did find out something that I do want to tell you about,
okay.
But we got to take a quick pause first. So family, I really wonder who will be the mansion chef this season. You know, there's always an angel in every cast who takes care of everyone in the kitchen every single season. Well, we all know when it comes to cooking, I have some problems. Okay, namely, I want to cook healthy food for my family, but I'm not the greatest chef, so I don't know where to start. And also, our schedule has been kind of wild lately, so I can really stress about meal planning because it's not a huge skill that I have, but that stress melted away recently thanks to Hungry Root. It's the easiest way to eat healthy. Oh my gosh, I am obsessed now because Hungry Root is like having a personal nutritionist. They take care of the stressful meal planning each week by recommending delicious recipes tailored to your tastes and nutrition preferences. Genuinely, they make it easy to eat high quality, nutritious food and help with any specific health focus you're looking for by tailoring recipes from gut friendly to gluten free or dairy free, high protein. For me personally, because of some recent health stuff, I've been looking for an anti-inflammatory focus, and I really did not know where to start with that. And Hungry Root has been helping me so much by tailoring shipments specifically to that. I love them.
Yeah, they really are incredible and have it super dialed. Just tell them about your focuses and preferences, and they fill out your cart with personalized recommendations. They get smarter as they learn more about what you liked or didn't love. Also, there's no high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, or preservatives in any of Hungry Root's food. They only source top quality meat and seafood free of hormones and antibiotics.
And the food and recipes they send over are delicious. Last night with my anti-inflammatory focus, we had their creamy chicken and bell pepper Alfredo. I am still drooling over it. It was so, so good. And it is so quick to make. All Hungry Root's recipes can be made in just 15 minutes or less. Huge variety too, with over 15,000 recipes shipped each week. There's something for every taste and nutrition preference. Last week we had their ouzo baked salmon. So delicious. And also they'll send over snacks, which I love. Ember's been gobbling all of those up. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as we do. Take advantage of this exclusive offer. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Okay, go to hungryroot.com/momdad and use code momdad. That's hungryroot.com/momdad, code momdad, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/momdad, code momdad. Okay, all right, before we get into the official first episode of Grant's Bachelor,
yes,
premiere, I do have to tell you that I saw online,
mm-hmm,
that it looks like about a week ago,
yeah,
Grant dropped the single. We've got a single on our hands. It's called, and I believe it's his because he was posting the music for it, or someone when they would tag him and he would repost a story. They were posting.
Is it just under his name?
It was Grant Ellis. It's called Party Girls.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So first song, it's called Party Girls. And the photo is of him coming out of the limo. Okay, so I'm pretty sure it's him, unless someone else is pretending to be him and used his photo.
It doesn't look like him, if I'm being honest.
I think it's him.
Is it really? He just takes a picture off of ABC and puts it in his.
But this is what makes me think that ABC. But this is what makes me think is that he's going to sing that song on the show. I bet ABC is having him do this. They're using his photo of him coming out of the limo, and he in an upcoming episode will sing Party Girls. You know how we saw a preview of him like singing, walking down the catwalk?
Not good for me. I have to get through this. I mean, I have to just like not, I have to forget that this is a part of him because he's so cool. And it's just like, why are we doing this?
Well, listen, so we've got Party Girls.
Crazy
and
name of the song too.
By the way, it is actually a really funny name for the very first to start the season off with, like, here for the right reason. It's like Party Girls. But first of all, song, not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Second, I saw some people, you know, kind of doing the eye roll of like, okay, sure, he's here for love. He's dropping a single. Right. And to that I say, get out of here. This is smart business moves, okay? If you want to be an artist, the best way that you can be an artist is to promote your stuff. And if you're about to be on a huge TV show, get that single popping off and run it through. That doesn't mean that you're not here to act also find love. You can simultaneously want to be the hot new top 20 artist and also get married.
There's also a level of like, you know, everyone's there for some sort of fame.
Yes.
And it's just how severe your desire for fame is what maybe make people go, are you here for the right reasons?
Yeah.
Now there's a few unicorns that like show up and don't even have social media or whatever, but like in general, everyone's there for something or else they wouldn't be on a TV show. So there's a level of like, everyone's going to utilize this somehow. It's just how severely are you obsessed with the fame versus not interested in Grant at all?
Yeah.
And I think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, Grant also probably knows deep down, like he's not going to be like a number one artist. So there's probably just a level of like,
I think you should believe more in him than you say.
You know, maybe there's just a level of like having fun with the experience, but maybe I'm wrong. You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I went too far there. Apologies.
I'm
Grant,
just saying.
I think you are going to take over the world and be the next
charting artist.
Charting. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, I saw people make the comment like, clearly wow, yeah, this is why he's here. And I'm like,
I feel like if that was the case, he'd be a lot more openly an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like he'd be like talking about it in interviews constantly and be like dropping my new single, you know what I mean? But it's not really, it doesn't seem to be like the main thing.
ABC's pushing it,
right? They're trying to create more of a thing.
I think ABC,
maybe they're like, you should record,
because I think ABC is probably like, ooh, this is cool, you're hot and you sing.
Also, we can use the song and it's free.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, we don't have to pay someone to write a song or pay to get the royalties, whatever. You write the music. We take a percentage. We see how it does. And we'll see how our audience likes a singing bachelor. I think it's ABC. Okay. That's why I think the photo is him coming out of a limo. Because I think they're going to try to push it. And he's going to sing it during one of the shows.
Now,
or during one
crazy,
of the episodes.
What's crazy about this photo, too, is it's not even like... like, it's just a picture of him coming out of the limo. It's not like a... they did a photo shoot for his video. They just literally took a screen grab and just threw it on here.
So there's also the maybe that it's not him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a 50-50 because it's a little bit like, wow. And they didn't even use like, usually artists have like a photo as their main thing and then a different photo for the album. This everything photo is the same. It's like there's the photo that's the main one, the album photo, his bio photo. They're all the same photo.
Anyway, family, check out Grant's new single, Party Girls.
Party Girl.
Singular, Party Girl. Okay, singular. Excuse me. Party Girl.
Yes.
On Spotify.
Yeah, love it. Check it
under
out.
Under Grant Ellis.
And if this isn't you, then shout out to whoever made this and enjoy.
Okay, so we get our very first episode with Grant at the top of this. We get a full, I don't know, I'd say 80s, 90s rom-com intro of Grant.
Brick wall.
They have him dancing.
Dancing constantly and kind of giving like the finger guns almost.
There's
like
three of him
right,
at one point,
right,
which was
which
was serving 90s rom-com so hard.
It's the era of like King of Queens, you know, Friends, whatever that era is. It's very like...
I can't
believe look at the camera, you know,
I can't believe they didn't have a montage of him trying on outfits, because in like every 90s rom-com, you know, the lead goes in and tries on 15 outfits, doesn't work, then comes out, looks fabulous.
Yeah. And
they're
always kind of doing something and then look at the camera. Yes. You know, it's always like a you know, it's always that. And that's what he was doing.
Yes.
It was like dance, you know, or get out of here.
all slow-mo.
Yeah.
It was
very intentionally corny, I guess, like in a fun way.
Cringy in a fun way.
Unless they like rehired some old producer who's just like 67 and he's like, I'll show you what real TV is.
This is what they want.
Yeah, this is what the kids want these days.
But
you know,
you need new
shows like Seinfeld, Friends, stuff the kids love.
But we see him driving in that red Ferrari, man. We see his
wild.
It's intense. We see his family, his gorgeous sister.
Yeah.
We see his mom, I think, for the very first time. And then we do see the moment with his grandma.
Yeah.
And she is so adorable.
She's so cute.
She's all dressed and ready for the camera.
Yeah.
And he gives her the rose. And then we get at the very end that she's passed away. And it's like a memoriam. Really... That makes my heart so sad. Yeah. I mean, I think it's so special that that was like a close, like final memory of her sweet grandson going on this show. Mm-hmm. And then they get this memory of having this moment with her that's forever on camera. But that made me sad. She was so cute.
She was so cute. She was all dolled up.
She was all dolled. It was like her camera moment.
Yes.
And then we have a scene with Grant and his dad, who we know about because of Grant's conversation during Jen's season, that he's now in recovery. And I love that Grant used the example of that him and his dad are both entering new chapters in their life together. Like they're different chapters, but they're both starting that, and how special that connection must be where you're like starting off on this new foot in your life together at the same time. And I wanted to give a special shout out to Grant's dad because he said something to me that as a parent is going to stick with me for forever. I started getting teary when he said to Grant, you said that you wanted to be a better father than me one day and you will be. And I thought, how humble of a person, like what humility as a parent to be able to be like, yeah, I've made mistakes and you say you want to be better and you will be. Like I was just thinking about that from a parent's perspective. And I'm like, I know I've made and will make a million mistakes as a parent with my own child. But to have like because you know, you can get defensive as a parent when you try your hardest and like life hits you in different ways.
Especially boomers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially his dad's age. Like there's most, you know, I feel like for all the listeners out there that are like in their 30s, it's like, y'all know your parents ain't like
swallowing humble pie.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of like, well, you know.
Well, like you knew what it was like.
And if they mess up, they're like, well, you know, we did better than our parents. You know, like there's never like, I know you and I hope you do better than us. And it's always, so for him to kind of like just be like, hey, yeah, you're going to be better than me. And I'm, you know, just, you could tell he's like in an apologetic kind of humble place.
It just hit me in a special way where I'm like, I want to think about that moving forward. Where like one day, because like I said, I've made already a million mistakes with my kiddo and I know I will in the future. That to one day when you sit down and your kid's like in their 30s, to be like, I know you wanted to be better than me in this way and you will be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like really beautiful humility in parenting.
Yep,
I don't know. It just hit me where I was like, oof. But then we start up in the mansion and Grant rolls in. What was funny about Grant, who I think is taller than Jesse Palmer, Jesse Palmer probably not happy about that.
He's looking 6'5".
I think he's 6'5".
Yeah, he's looking really tall.
JP, typically the tallest guy in the room.
Yeah, what's JP? Probably 6'4".
Probably 6'4".
Yeah.
JP probably not feeling great about this.
Not loving it.
And, you know, JP typically comes in, he's looking down a little bit, you know, with Joey. He was looking down a little bit and he's like, yeah, we'll show you how to play tennis, my guy.
Buddy.
And with Grant, he's going to look up a little bit and Grant's just some like tall stunner.
Yeah, wouldn't be shocked if JP's not asking him to golf. Because JP likes to be father, you know what I mean? And so when he's looking up, he doesn't like that.
He likes to be the big boss in charge. And I think he's going to be a little bit like, okay, here's this gorgeous tall man. And now I might be.
I always feel dominant over my subordinates, but this time not so much.
JP's sweating a little bit is all I'm saying. But what I found to be interesting is that Grant, in his like intro package, in this pulling up to the limo, pulling up to the mansion, waiting for the limos, seemed nervous.
Really nervous. I wrote down in my notes, like, he's sweat.
Doing a lot of dancing. Where I was like,
yeah.
I was like, Grant, we got to dial back the cringe.
This is like, you're acting like a not 6'5 hot guy right now.
Which, on the one hand, charming when you're gorgeous and charming as he is, and then you kind of corny, you're like, that's hot when a guy is able to be all the things. But
this was just corn, and it was a little bit nervous corny, and it was like, it was just not his vibe. Or maybe it is, but I just, it was just so shocking. Yeah, because he's like, you know, that's what I always do. I grab my belt buckle and I do this kind of thing. And yeah. It was like, what are you
doing? And it was
doing?
Just a lot of that.
Yeah.
And even in the intro package, it was a lot of that.
It's like his one,
and I was
it's like his shtick.
And when he came up, when he first met Jen, he was kind of doing the same type of, like, he was dancing. And I was like, okay, this is what he does when he's nervous. So I was like, oh no.
Is he going to be dancing with every girl that comes out?
Is this going to be like, is this going to have
but
a
he calmed
cringe
down.
Energy?
He relaxed. Then you could tell he was a poom. Then he was in his pocket.
This is what I found to be interesting. Interesting. Solo Grant in front of the camera feels a little nervous. The second the women are out, Grant not
natural
nervous
habitat.
At all. I think it just goes to show that the women are always clamoring for Grant.
Right.
And he's like, oh, now I'm
this
good.
This is my home base.
This feels like, oh yeah, the women loving on me, adoring me. That's kind of my typical. That's my typical go-to.
Right.
I just found it to be interesting because typically we always see the reverse.
Right.
Right. Zach.
They're okay. And then they start
Zach
sweating.
Shallcross is standing with Jesse and he's like, this is my
a
best friend.
Lip, yeah.
No, but he's like, this is my best friend and I feel great. And the second the women, Balin, start coming out,
yeah.
Shallcross is like, doesn't know what
Balin,
to do.
Balin, Lord of the Underworld. Balin.
That still goes down
it's still insane. He's like, your name was Balin? It's like, no one's named Balin, you psychopath. Like, what's your name? It's like, your name's Jessica. What's your name? Jessica? What? Jessica? No. Oh, sorry. Balin still just goes down as the craziest. Like, the name is in the name, the fake name he made. It's iconic, but yes.
But that was, I found that to be very interesting. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be this chill energy the entire time.
He seems super cool.
Even when a gorgeous woman is looking at him, big eyes, flirting, leaning in. He's
cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a cucumber.
Yep. Yep.
Which is going to make everybody panic a little bit.
Yep. They can't get him on his back feet.
Well, the limo entrances begin. This is what I think. I think we go through some of the like longer limo entrances. Lord knows we'll probably interject with also some of the things that happened afterwards with some of the ladies. But yeah, let's go through some of like the bigger ones. Some of them we didn't even see per usual. Like we barely even have the moment with somebody. But the first limo entrance goes to Rose.
Yeah.
Rose. Now Rose is just so
super
teeny
calm.
Tiny. So calm, one out.
Like, she's got a lot of energy, but she's very confident and not rattled.
Yes.
And then she does that. She, my name's Rose. Will you accept this, Rose? And he goes, like, absolutely, would love to.
What a layup for her.
Yeah,
I know we talked
layup.
About in the cast buzz. We're like, oh, I feel bad for Rose. They're going to use her name so much.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about the fact that she has an automatic entrance line.
Yes.
Perfect.
And I nailed this one. She was a little.
Mm-hmm.
I said she's. Yeah, I could see from the picture that she's
teeny,
like
tiny.
Polly Pocket energy, and she totally was. I liked her energy a lot. She was very
too.
Cute. It was just a very like sweet interaction,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like okay, because a lot of people are nervous when they walk up. They kind of like, and she, you know, she did. Will you accept this rose? It worked. A lot of people have corny lines, but it didn't feel corny because it was her name. So I approved of this message.
I liked her.
Yeah,
I liked her a lot. Then Latia came out next, oiled to the gods.
Yes.
Absolutely oiled to the gods.
Fresh out of a pond.
Yes. Looking also that dress, supermodel.
Yes.
Supermodel-esque. She says that, it made me laugh because she was like, I'm going to be really vulnerable with you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play basketball.
Right,
and I was
basketball.
Like, so we're going real vulnerable right out the gate. Don't know how to play basketball.
Way to really open yourself up there.
And then gives him
present your soul.
Gives him a sparkly basketball,
which looked kind of like a Swarovski crystal
well,
basketball.
Let me tell you
like,
something.
Whoa.
Even if you're not using Swarovski crystals to get something blinged out,
a major money,
not cheap.
Right.
I've looked into it before. Where I'm like, oh, it'll be fun to get this blinged out. Not cheap, everybody. So
yeah.
Latia just gave him a pretty expensive gift right out the gate.
Yeah.
We find out a little bit about Latia, which I'm assuming means if we're getting an intro package from her that we're going to be seeing a good amount of her. She is from a Mormon family.
Oh, right. Right.
She's from a Mormon family, which I'm very interested in.
I'm like, isn't the whole thing you got to marry a Mormon? Like, does that mean he's a Mormon? Like, am I missing something here?
I thought if
you're like hardcore Mormon, you can't marry a non-Mormon.
I don't know enough about, because it made it sound like she was like, it's still a part of her life.
She says, I'm a Mormon. My faith is a big part of my life. She still lives in what looked to me like a commercial for Mormonism. It did
look like a Mormon commercial.
Just people in white shirts and blue jeans with horses on the plains of Utah. It literally looked like if you become a Mormon, you will be, this is your life.
I would imagine, because she said it still is very important to her, that means either she is still practicing, or, you know, maybe she's not like hardcore practicing, but she's still really connected with
her
family.
She's an adjacent Mormon. Yeah.
Well, it's like if you're still like, you know, really close to your family, maybe you don't.
Sure.
But you know what? I'll throw this out now. That's what their drama is going to be.
Maybe this is her mission.
It might be her
mission. You know what I mean? Like some people go to like Mexico, UK, wherever mission.
Yeah.
And you see them walking around with the little tags on and the white shirts. Maybe she's undercover.
This is
a new Mormon technique where they're infiltrating TV. And they realize if we show up on our shirts, they're not going to accept us. We have to come in. We have to use aliases. So that's what. But then she ratted herself out by saying she's a woman.
I was going to say during that.
I'll
just predict right out the gate that this is going to be their drama.
Yeah.
This will be the thing that.
But what is she going to make him convert live on television?
No, I'm saying maybe that's going to be the issue.
He's going to be like,
he's probably really, because at first night already, they hopping ahead, I believe they kiss and he's into her. And maybe that's going to be where the drama lies, is that he's like, hey, I'm not Mormon. And she's like, well, my faith matters a lot to me or whatever. And it's not going to go anywhere. But we also got info from her that she was born in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And her dad died 3 months later in a car accident, mm-hmm. which is
hardcore.
So devastating. So she has a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot in her intro package. And I'm sure she'll be a big player in this, because we got. There's a lot to talk about here.
Energetically, though, she does seem a little high strung to me. We'll see how that goes. She kind of just has the kind of like a little bit, maybe just I'm very concerned with how I'm being presentable. Yeah. And that I'm, you know what I mean? A little bit like that. Not calm and relaxed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. Her shoulders are a little tense. So we'll see kind of what that means. Does that mean she's just, that's who she is? Or is she just nervous? Is it going to turn into a snap? This situation? We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see if she like relaxes. I had said, by the way, in cast bios that she's going to be the person who has all the collagen powders in the kitchen and like wakes me up at 5 a.m. to go running. I kind of get that vibe from her. I feel like I kind of got that, you know? okay. Let's keep moving on with the limo entrances. But first, we got to take another quick pause. Listen, if I was one of the women on this show, packing for the mansion would be a drama for me, okay? How am I supposed to know what type of gown to bring? It so depends on my mood, right? How am I supposed to know how much hair product to bring? Can I bring 15 books, right? I need 15 books. Well, I will tell you what I'd be stuffing my bag full of, and that's Liquid IV. And with the way the little packets are so convenient, it wouldn't even be a drama. I could pack so much, no problem. I'd need my Liquid IV to stay hydrated with the parties, the late nights, the adventures, competitive games. It's an official ritual for me now, a daily must. Okay, the extraordinary hydration of Liquid IV. Powered by Live Hydra Science, Liquid IV helps you break the mold with flavors like their new Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free Raspberry Lemonade, a bright zero sugar flavor combining notes of ripe, freshly picked raspberries and citrusy, zesty lemon. It is so delicious, okay? I love this flavor. Also, you all know that I have a hard time drinking water on the reg, but with Liquid IV, I love drinking. Okay, it's so delicious. I'm always hydrated because of it. They're a game changer.
Yeah, so delicious. And like Jess said too, it's so easy. You just have your Liquid IV stick, you tear, pour it into some water, and boom, hydrated.
Hydrated.
The convenience of it is something I really love. We keep them everywhere. I have them in my work bag, gym bag, hockey bag, glove compartment, everywhere. Jess has them in her purse. And we're talking 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, always non-GMO. Vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free.
And I will just keep talking about how good Liquid IV tastes. Okay. They're true to fruit flavors and so many options. You can find all your favorite hydration multiplier flavors on their website, from acai berry and lemon lime to pina colada, or choose from their line of sugar-free flavors like raspberry lemonade, white peach, and rainbow sherbet. You know I'm a white peach girly, but I have to tell you, this new raspberry lemonade flavor, I've been a chuggin'. It is so, so good. It's got to be one of my new faves. Embrace your ritual with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code MOMDAD at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code MOMDAD at liquidiv.com. All right, back to the limo entrances. Next, we have Janae. She throws the chalk in the air because she's a basketball player as well. Parisa doesn't use a PowerPoint on her intro. We'll talk about that later. I think she should have rolled in with the PowerPoint, by the way. I think the PowerPoint presentation would have gone over better if it would have been a funny intro rolling in a PowerPoint versus, like, I'm going to pull you aside and show you.
I agree. Like, where you have the, you nailed it.
Right.
It's exactly the energy. It's a funny, quippy, silly, dumb thing to do.
Right.
Which is always the intro.
Yes. The intros are like tongue in cheek. But then once you have
a
moment,
you're like trying to make out with him and connect enough. But like, so you doing the kind of corny shit then is a little bit like you're wasting time.
Well, I also think the PowerPoint, you know, the PowerPoint got real intense when it was like, here's us getting engaged. Here's our wedding. Here's me pregnant. Here's our three children.
Yeah.
He was starting to sweat a little bit. And I think she meant it. It was supposed to be like funny.
Right.
But in that setting, it felt like high presh.
Yeah.
Versus if also, she would have rolled in like a screen and done the PowerPoint there with like the little clicker, it would have been funny. And he would have known that it was
super weird too, because it was like that part was super scripted, like vibes. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, the whole, they brought out the thing. It's a whole
It was a deal. Full setup.
But her intro was the least impressive out of anybody. She walked up and just goes, hi. And he goes, hi. And she goes, well, hi. Just really nice to meet you. And so see you in there. It was like the weird juxtaposition of like zero prep. Like usually people came out and had a little line.
Yeah.
She had nothing.
Well, I think she just kind of did the typical like, hey, looking forward to getting to know you.
But it was
we didn't have any, there was no shtick to it. There was no
zero pun. Anything. And then to follow it up with like the shtickiest of shticks, it was kind of a funny like.
Maybe that was production. They messed her up on that. Maybe they weren't ready for the PowerPoint. And then it was like, what am I supposed to do? And then they're like, let's do the PowerPoint later in the billiard room. And then you're kind of dripping in sweat. Like, well, I don't want to do the PowerPoint right now. And the producers were like, you will do the PowerPoint.
It was crazy because like AI, the whole thing was a little gnarly.
Well, and you all know how Evan feels about a PowerPoint. Yeah, he would have been panicking if he was Grant. And then we have Carolina. Okay. Carolina, she comes in. She's speaking Spanish. She calls him guapo. And her entrance I thought was really fun because she just kept talking.
Yeah, I was kind of like, whoa, she's really good. She just kept talking. She did a whole thing.
And I think that was a funny bit.
Right.
It's like it just kept going longer and longer and longer, and watching his reaction where he just kind of was nodding and was like, see, you know, whatever. That was charming.
Very charming.
We get a little intro package from Carolina. She's from Puerto Rico. Carolina looks like a Victoria's Secret model.
Right.
Carolina, there's going to be drama. And we saw the preview of there being a lot of drama
she's
in this
like,
season.
At some point, she's like, I guess I'm the worst person ever, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Carolina is very comfortable, too.
Yes.
Like, she walks up.
She's so comfortable.
You can tell that she's like a master flirt. Like, she knows how to do this. She knows how to, like, seduce a man. Like,
level,
you know what I mean?
Level
like,
10 professional ability to be confident and charming. And exactly. Yes.
She dated a DJ. You know what I mean? Like, these are all signs of someone who are very comfortable.
And Evan and I went in that intro package or in her ITMs when she was like, and I dated a DJ. And the way that she was explaining it, Evan and I were like, oh, and she's funny.
Yeah.
She's got a good personality. Yeah. Carolina,
she's gonna be a problem.
In this,
there's gonna be a lot of fear around her.
I don't know what her specific vibe is gonna be like,
right.
But I think the women are gonna they're going to struggle with Carolina because Carolina is going to be the type who's not going to have a problem interrupting the conversation.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't have a little personality.
No. And when we saw her later with Grant, she was razzing him the entire time. It wasn't like, oh, so nice to meet you. Da, da, da. She was giving him a hard time the entire time. She's like, you got red flags because you are talking about the other, not me being your wife. And they didn't kiss.
They didn't kiss. So I think that's smart of her because she knows she looks like a, you know, model.
Supermodel.
So she knows she knows what's already a given is that he's attracted to her and wants to make out with her.
Yes.
So it's actually when you have that power, then you can go, I'm not going to.
Uh-huh.
So that there's tension there.
Because
if he has 30 makeouts.
Yep.
And what's the one I didn't.
Yeah.
So it's a dangerous game. But when you know something, there's a little bit of like, I can do this because I've done it before.
You're right.
Right. Like that DJ had sex with 9 girls the day before. And I said no. And then he's like, who's that girl? Like she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see. I think this is a well played move.
I think it's a well played move, too. And I'm very interested to get to know Carolina more because I'm curious if Carolina is going to be one of these characters on the show where the audience is going to be rooting for her because the cast is coming for her.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Or if she's going to be like our main villain.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. I don't think she's going to be the main villain. I think she's going to be the one. Oh, maybe they will root for her. It'll be tough. We'll see how it goes. Because there's already a couple that I kind of know for a fact that I'm feeling triggered by where I go, you feel like enemy number one energy. Carolina might be caught in the crosshairs a little bit of like the one that kind of isn't an enemy, but then will also just say whatever she wants and gets herself in a lot of trouble. So we'll see.
Part of me, Carolina, is screaming to me. It's been a long time on this show since a quote unquote villain won the final rose.
Yeah.
I could see Carolina being that person.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm maybe we'll villain, but there's also a little bit of what's her name from
Maria.
A little bit of Maria energy where it's like Maria will obviously be, you know, went on to become like very beloved. But there was an energy of like would say whatever she wanted to,
so kind of
foot in the mouth multiple times, get yourself in trouble energy. Carolina might have that where it's like you just getting yourself in trouble. So we'll see.
We shall see. Then we had Allie Jo, our Jersey girl. She pulls up in the Jeep with the hard pizza.
1988. If she's not a 1988 bombshell soap actress.
Yes.
I don't know what. I mean, the hair's big. The eyes are blue. And she kind of, with the way she stands and looks too, it's very like headshotty.
Oh, every time the camera would hit her, full soap star.
Because other girls are kind of having that like, they're kind of what? But she's always like.
Oh, yeah. The camera hits her and the light kind of glows.
You know what I mean? She looks like a soap actress from the 80s. 100%.
She's giving me Amber Thiessen. I'm getting Saved by the Bell energy.
90s,
yes. And when she rolls up in that Jeep with the heart-shaped pizza straight off the boardwalk.
Classic.
I was like,
vibes,
this is it.
Accent, the
this
whole
deal. This is it. Then we have Dina, who comes up. Voice is sultry.
Deep and calm.
And slow. And hello, Grant. Like very. And so it's funny because later on he tells her, he's like, you have a very calming energy. And she's like, no one's ever said that to me before. Right. Like, I get what where he's coming from, because at least night one, she has that very like slow, sultry.
And I think what she's saying is that like, I'm not calming. I'm intense.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I'm not loud. So that maybe is giving you the idea that I'm. Because some of these other women are like, what's up? And so he's like, well, you're very calm. But it's more like, no, I'm intense.
Yeah. And we find out she's our defense attorney.
Yeah.
Corporate killer
vibe. She said, like, you better get the fuck out of my way kind of energy in the corporate world.
And Dina is another one who I think we're going to have some drama. Some villainous drama, and I'll talk about it later when we have another one of our limo entrances, but she had something to say about one of our limo entrances.
She feels like a powder keg to me.
Yeah, sure.
Like, ready to pop at any moment.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, out of her element. You know what I mean? Not really used to the, like, this energy, and I don't, not a lot of smiles. You know what I mean?
No.
She doesn't seem like she's having the best time. Seems like she's very aware of what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of see her when everyone is doing, like, when the camera walks in the room, she's always kind of like, checking. I don't know.
Well, I think that, you know, she's, again, she's an attorney.
Right.
And so she, it's like so much education, so much intensity to get to where she's at.
But like competing in a dating environment might not be her normal thing,
but
world.
I think maybe she'll be in attorney mode.
Yeah.
We'll see what that looks like.
She's one out of 11 kids too, which is wild.
That is so intense. But she was like, hey, here, I've been told that I have beautiful hands.
Yes.
I am a size 6. That was a fun intro.
That was fun.
And I, by the way, she did fantastic, absolutely have hands. Stunning hands.
Right.
Stunning hands. Radhika was next. I thought it was super cute because Grant did his intro dancing. And so then she did her intro dancing. She was talking about her
mom.
But
he didn't really catch that.
I don't think so either.
That she was like kind of playing into it and he was just kind of like, oh, I guess we're dancing.
Yeah, but she was talking about her and her mom doing like Bollywood dancing. But I thought it was cute because I did think it was like a parallel then with when he did that intro. And I don't know. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he caught it.
Yeah. Then we have Alicia. Alicia is the one who brings out the lamp and says, let's make 3 wishes. Try to get the genie. Da, da, da. Alicia was somebody who during our cast bio, we created an entire story around. Yeah. Alicia. We said Alicia is going to be the head of the plastics. She is going to be the leader kind of that crew.
It's feeling like we're on track for that.
I am very,
I know you're torn.
Very torn with Alicia right now. I can't figure out if Alicia is an absolute doll or the devil. That's very extreme. I just used the right, D with alliteration, devil doll. But like, I can't tell if she's really a sweetheart. And then in her nervousness, there's kind of the comments of like, don't talk to my husband. Or if she's going to become the character in the mansion who will be making the underlying comments that set off everything. That person who comes in, slides the info to Grant or slides the info to one of the other women, being like, well, you know, I kind of was getting the energy that da, 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 da.
Who, I always forget names, but the one who was Maria's enemy,
Sydney,
she's giving me Sydney energy.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
She's giving me, I am gonna provoke you to do something and then I'll claim victim.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The kind of like, I'm going to talk shit on you and then you'll then call me out and then I'll be like, you're being aggressive. Yeah.
Like, well, that's what you said, I think, in the cast bios.
I said that in the cast bios and I feel very like already they're using a lot of her ITMs.
Yeah.
Right. We've seen a lot of her and you know what I'm saying?
Later,
and I feel like because we're seeing a lot of her, there's like, that means that that's foreshadowing of what's coming. And her ITMs always, like, I think her time with Grant made you feel like, wait, is she the sweetest? Mm-hmm. Because they had a really sweet interaction.
Yeah.
But her vibe in the house is that she's already just kind of making a lot of comments. She's kind of already kind of setting the precedent of like, I have a lot of opinions about a lot of people and I'm kind of already kind of thinking about everyone.
But she kind of is like a little back on her heels watching. So that's what I'm saying. Part of me gives the vibe
that she might, but no,
I'm not disagreeing with you, that she might be the one who like slips the information to people. Maybe not the leader of it, but kind of the puppet master behind
Sydney
the scenes.
Sydney was never the blunt force object either. There was a couple other girls who were more the louder ones. She was always kind of just like, I don't know why.
Yeah, and then she eventually became
right, but it was always just the like, I don't know why you would do that. You know what I mean? And it's everybody's like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think she's going to be in that energy. We'll see.
We shall see. We got more to talk about with Alicia, though, later.
Yes.
Because she gets the first kiss, everybody. Then we have Natalie. She brought worry stones to soak up the worry. She's very cute. I like her a lot. And then we have Beverly.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, never mind. Worry stones. Never mind. I was thinking of the other person with stones. Who was the other one with stones?
That was Barissa.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Barissa.
That was so funny because it looked like a TLC Strange Love episode because she was sitting in front of her stones and it was like, these are my husbands. Like, it felt like, and what's unique, you know, that the show always sets up, it's like, and something's a little different about Parisa. And then Parisa goes, and these are my husbands. And I love them all and rocks. I married them all. Like, the way they set up that shot of her laying in front of the rocks was so Strange Love or whatever that show is called.
Strange Obsessions.
Strange Obsessions, you know. It's like licks the rocks almost, you know.
I totally forgot about that. That was one of the funniest moments.
Yeah, it just, the way they shot it looked so weird.
That was one of my favorite moments. No, I was talking about Natalie with the worry stones.
Yeah.
Then we have Beverly. This, I thought this was a great intro. She was wearing her Miss Dominican Republic sash. And she's like, I was going to compete for Miss Dominican Republic, but I decided to come here instead. She flips it. The sash says Miss Ellis.
Yes.
Great intro.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Also, it's a little bit like, just so you know, I could have been competing for a huge beauty title, but instead I came here to be with you.
We'll see. I don't know if that plays. I don't know if Grant likes a pageant girl. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Like, I don't know if pageant screams like, I like this or don't. It's a 50-50.
Regardless, though, of if you like a pageant or don't like a pageant.
Right.
It's a little bit like, you know that it's a big deal to become like Miss Dominican, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit like, hey, I could have done that and I'm making you a priority, big boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a shtick. I think it's a funny little thing. I don't think he's reading into like, wow, I really appreciate her putting her dreams on hold to like put me on the, I don't think that's it. Well, I think it's just a funny little shtick that happened.
I would have thought about that, Beverly. Yeah, I don't think
he's like diving in.
I would have thought about that, Beverly.
Wow.
Then we have Alex. Okay. Yes. Now, Alex, which during the cast bio, I apologize, Alex, we're calling you Alexi because you got the E at the end, but you know, French Canadian.
Cool name.
Your cool name. It's off. Alex. Alex walks in with a llama. At first, I wasn't sure if it was a llama or an alpaca. There was debates happening in the mansion as well. Grant's like, is that a donkey? I was like, well,
clearly someone has not been a big outdoorsy guy.
But also, you know what I noticed? He did a bunch of interviews the day before the episode aired, and I saw them then after, and he was wearing glasses in all of them, which he should wear. He's very cute in these glasses. Easy. They're very very cute in these glasses. And so I'm like, oh, he needs glasses.
Oh.
And so then I was thinking about me, and I'm like, oh my God, even with my contacts in at nighttime, an animal, I would have been like, what is that? Ostrich?
Yeah.
Doggy?
Dog?
Yeah. Dog? Panda? Elephant? Like, right, I was just laughing because then I was imagining the fact that he's looking at it. He just can't see it because he doesn't have his glasses.
Can't see it.
He's like,
funny.
What is that? Was some sort of donkey?
Something.
But I was thinking about you the whole time because for one of Evan's birthdays, because we all know Evan loves animals so much. For one of Evan's birthdays, I took him to an alpaca farm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it would go over well because he loves all creatures. And though you do, you know, you love in your heart an alpaca.
I don't wish them harm.
No, they're glorious, wonderful creatures, but you didn't have a great experience because there was something.
Horrible beasts.
No, they're not. They're wonderful, but there was something about your energy.
They did not.
All animals really like you. They're drawn to you. Alpacas, you are not the king of the alpacas.
And there's nothing like gnarlier than like, like imagine hanging out with someone and at any point in time, they could just spit in your face. Like that's a crazy.
Well, that's all humans, really.
But that's what I'm saying. It's such a crazy feeling to be like, because at least a bite, you can kind of go, okay, I'm going to keep an arm's distance so he can't bite me.
Sure.
But the spit. Like he can hit you from 5 feet.
Well,
so you're just sitting there and all of a sudden you're just like, oh, he kind of looks at you and all of a sudden he just goes, fuck, and spits right in your face. And you're like, God, it's so scary and jolting and just like you can't relax. There was alpacas everywhere. And no matter which one I'd go to, they'd kind of walk over and sniff Ember and kind of look at Jess and then just look at me and go, fuck, right in my face. And I was just like, dude, this is not the vibe. I can't relax around these guys.
I don't know what like weird pheromone you were giving off to the alpacas, but either they wanted to like make you, maybe they wanted to make you
kill you
or make you their king
or mate with you.
because they fully were just chilling with me and Ember, and Evan's not exaggerating, anytime an alpaca looked at him it would spit right, your clothes were sopping with the grossest,
but it's also
like,
yeah, it's also
spit.
Like spit would be better than whatever they did because it's like they're like flinging food at you, you know, it's like it's regurgitating.
Yeah,
it's like hurts, you know what I mean, because it's like kind of hard because it's just like shooting like pellets of food at you. It's like, ah.
So that's what I took Evan to do for his birthday.
Not a fan.
And he came out just sopping in alpaca spit. But that wasn't what Alex brought. Alex brought a llama.
Yeah.
I want to talk more about Alex here in a second, but we got to take one last pause, family. Well, the ladies have officially entered the mansion, which means at the time their phones were officially taken away for potentially like 2 months if they're the final two. That would be tough.
Yeah.
I can't lie. That would be tough. But something that was tough for us, Evan and I personally, regarding phones, involved our kiddo. We were struggling because we want our child Ember to be able to contact us if she's at a friend's house or rehearsal, but simultaneously with the power of phones, the social media, the access, personally for us, it's not something that we were comfortable with our child having for her safety, her brain, all these things. And genuinely, we were really stressing about what to do, the next steps of this, until we found our problem solver and deep breaths because of them. I'm talking about Gab. Gab is the leader in safe phones and watches for kids, teens, and tweens with no social media apps, no internet browser, and GPS tracking. Gab devices were built specifically to keep kids and teens safely connected.
Yes, Gab really saved the day for us. Ember has a Gab watch and loves it. Kids get unlimited talk and text with Gab Messenger, the first messaging and video calling app designed with kids' safety at the top priority. And Gab's exclusive app has a parent companion app for easy controls. It doesn't just keep parents informed. Gab Messenger blocks high-risk messages and content from ever reaching your child's phone in the first place.
In fact, Gab's phones and watches are built with smart filtration that proactively blocks harmful content before it ever even reaches your kid. And what I really love is that you can set up your kiddo's Gab phone or watch specifically with what you and your family are comfortable with. For us right now, Ember's watch is set up so that she can call and text Evan, myself, and a few family members. That's it. So whatever you and your family are looking for, you can set that up with your Gab phone or watch. And by the way, Gab phones have all the tech features kids actually want, like the Gab Music app, which lets kids stream clean music. Or for older kids, there's the Gab Phone 4 Pro with hundreds of vetted third-party apps that can only be installed at parents' discretion. It's a lifesaver. We are so grateful for Gab. I cannot recommend Gab enough. It's the most responsible way that I've found for parents and kids to embrace technology together. Right now, Gab is offering $25 off any device with no contract required. Just go to gab.com/momdad to get started. That's gab.com/momdad. gab.com/momdad. Terms and conditions apply. All right, back to Alex, who brought the llama. She says it's the no drama llama Linda. We love Linda. Mm-hmm, love the name Linda. And I love Alex.
Yeah.
Right out the gate, Alex's energy is just so infectious. I was obsessed with the fact that she was talking to Linda the entire time. She was bringing that llama around, having a full conversation with Linda to Grant. She's a little weirdo.
Yes.
But like fully, Alex is like a person, I don't feel like we've seen it on the screen in a long time, where in like the most pure way, you're being fully you.
Right.
And it's pretty infectious.
Yeah.
And she time. Right out the gate really captivated me, clearly captivated him too. We'll talk about that, but.
Yeah, I feel like she's just herself, very comfortable, very sweet. She even said Canadians are sweet people, like I'm one of them. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Some people just have that kind of magical sweetness where they're not really thinking about like how they're presenting to the group of girls and stuff. They're just kind of there and lovable. And I feel like
Alex,
equally being non-threatening while being a favorite. You know what I mean? It's like that's hard to do.
Yeah. Alex, we'll talk more about Alex, but she's definitely on my favorites, if not my favorite so far.
I agree.
Then we have Juliana. Now, Evan, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you this one because during cast bios, when we talked about Juliana, you immediately said Grant is going to be really into her. He's going to remind him of her ex. No, remind him of his ex.
Yes.
Which we don't know if that's the case.
Yes.
But the second Juliana stepped out of the limo, he literally goes, whoa.
He goes, oh, wow.
Which he didn't do.
Like it was guttural. Like he didn't even mean to say it.
Which he didn't do with anybody else.
No, but he was just like,
he didn't
that
have,
is my type.
He didn't have that reaction with anybody. And you have a limo full of some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she walks out and he's like, wow.
He's just like
his whole body.
Like his body just reacted.
His body reacted. She brings a cannoli to share because she is Italian.
I thought that was good because everyone else did a lot of like ridiculous shticks.
Yeah.
Like Alex did the llama, but she did it in a way that was very like sweet and kind of honest. A lot of people had to like, here's my one liner.
Yes.
But like sharing the cannoli kind of just felt sweet.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was also like them kind of getting close. She was very comfortable. Uh-huh. You know, I don't know. Another kind of just Carolina in the way that like both of them are not nervous around this experience.
Juliana has an energy though to me where I'm like, Juliana is very... Not to objectify you, Juliana, but she's very sexy,
yeah,
but also very like cute. She has this thing about her that's like, I don't know, there's this charm to her that I'm very curious about, yeah, Juliana. And I did note that they're sharing this cannoli and Grant's like, hey, by the way, there's a llama in there, so you might want to be careful. And I'm like, Grant didn't like chit chat with anybody else, right, like that. He was a little like, hey, how are you? I'll see you in there. Hey, true, how are you? He gave her a moment where he's like, just as a heads up, there's a llama in there. It was a little flirty. I feel like he gave a little more time to Juliana.
I completely agree.
And I noted that. And we see that later in their conversation that he's clearly very much in,
yes,
to Juliana. Then we have Chloe. Chloe wore the ruby red slippers because she's from Kansas. Mm-hmm. We find out that Chloe is a model in New York. We have, thank you, Bachelor. We have one of our first conversations ever where she's talking about body neutrality and about how when she went to New York and they were like, hey, you have to lose this much weight. And she's like, no, she's going to be a plus size model. And I was so happy that this, at least we have a blip of this conversation. Chloe, I love Chloe. Yeah. She is cool. She is confident. She's got a great energy. She's stunning. And she gave me one of my most favorite moments. We're jumping ahead, but Zoe, who comes later, has the t-shirt cannon.
Mm-hmm.
She's shooting it into the pool. The women are getting hit by the t-shirt cannon. Everyone's a little bit like, who is this? Zoe walks in, stunning. Chloe walks in. She walks out of the backyard. She put the shirt on.
You know, which, that she was like cold and she was just like, oh, I like this. Oh, whose faces are these? Like,
but that was so good.
Yeah.
That was such a good move to put that shirt
wasn't
on.
Like territorial.
No, it was like, oh, we're having a good time. Yeah. It was cute. It was funny. She threw the shirt on. And then when she walked up to her, she goes, what's your name? She's like, I'm Zoe. And she's like, I'm Chloe.
Yeah.
Zoe, Chloe.
Yeah. To the girl whose face she's wearing. So like, she's just very threatened and also non-threatening. And just seems really chill and cool and confident in herself. And
I like Chloe's vibe a lot.
Her energy is very relaxed.
He seems to like her too. Mm-hmm. She gives me serious New York energy.
Yes.
Where like, fucking cool.
Right.
You got cool energy. You're confident. I don't know. Yeah. I like her.
No, she's so mellow.
I like her a lot. Then we have one of my other favorites, Bailey. Now, Bailey comes in.
Dude.
And at first we get this intro package where she's in all pink. Her dog is in all pink. She says to the camera, I'm on my phone 24/7. I'm never not
she's
on
like,
my
I
phone.
I love my life. I'm always on my phone.
And she's a social media manager, but you just see her. It's just selfie, 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 taking pictures. Now, I will say when they were showing all those photos, looks like she has a very exciting life, traveling all over the world. But what was funny about her is that in that ITM, mm-hmm, and we talked about her in the cast bio, I was like, oh, I think she'll be part of Alicia's crew. And then when the ITM started and she was like, selfie, 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 I'm like, oh, this is so that vibe.
Yeah.
But then when she comes out and she's like, hey, Grant, let's take a picture together.
Right.
And then he's like, oh, great. She's like, no, you take one of me.
Right. Like training you as a social media boyfriend.
And I was laughing. I'm like, that's funny. I'm like, but is she being for serious or no? But then later, she pulls Grant first.
Right.
And first question she says is, she's like, do you like my bob? And I'm like, oh, this girl's wild.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, good, because I got you one too. And then I got Bailey.
Yes.
And I'm like, you're my favorite person on this show.
And she
show.
Put it on him and they took selfies. But she took 17 pictures with him too, which is very funny.
She is funny.
She's very funny. And I feel like it takes a special personality to get away with all the shit she was.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Where you're like, you're still so charming.
Right. Because she was saying things that most people would be embarrassed to share / ashamed of, like saying I'm obsessed with my phone and obsessed with social media, even though most of us are.
Of course.
People are, especially if you're trying to present a special look of yourself, like you're definitely not, you don't want to admit that because it's not really, it doesn't scream like you're a, it's a good thing.
It's but also she, like, but, it doesn't scream I'm here for the right reason.
Exactly. But she's so open and funny that like you can just, that it's funny when people say stuff like that and then you kind of still love them for it.
Yeah.
She has that ability to kind of just say incriminating things and then just be like, but that's me. And you're like, but
that was the thing that. Is at the beginning, I thought that I'm like, oh, what is this?
Right.
But then when I figured out, and she even said in her ITM after she put the wig on him, she was like, you want to get someone's attention by being silly and having fun. I'm like, oh, you... This is, this is a shtick. You also, you love...
You're the life of the party.
You're the life of the party. Sure. And I got to tell you, when she was like, do you like my bob? And then pulls out from behind her another wig and is like, good, because I got you one too. Her, the way she laughed, my when I laughed at that, I don't... When I watch this show, not to be sound like a total bitch, but I'm typically laughing at the situations. This is probably the hardest I ever laughed like with... someone like what they did when she pulled that out. I laughed so when she was laughing about it, I laughed so hard. Like I rewound it and watched it again. Bailey's my type of girl.
Yeah,
she gives me big Instagram free Aunt Katie energy. That is so Instagram free Aunt Katie at the bars, who's like, well, I brought this wig for you to wear. Like, I'm gonna put this lipstick on you too because you said you like my red lips. I'm gonna put them on. I mean, it's funny. I really hope she stays around. I don't know about their connection. I feel like she might, I don't know, she's just so like dynamic and charming. I feel like he might want someone a little like more low key.
Mm.
But Bailey, you're my type of girl.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Let's go out on a date, Bailey. Then we have Serafina. She's the one who brought out the massive cutout of his face and was like, I'll be your cheerleader, but I'm not going to give you a big head.
Right.
That's a funny.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. And again, if I loved you, I would be worshiping a massive.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
Photo of your face as well.
Posters of me around the house.
Then we had Kaylee. She was like, I heard you like salsa. To salsa, she brought chips.
Yeah.
And then we had a couple. We didn't really see Ella, my girl Rebecca, looking incredible. Christina, we saw Nisi for a moment. Mm-hmm. She is a pediatrician.
She's a pediatrician.
Nisi is in the coat. She's a pediatrician, mm-hmm. and she's like, well, clearly, I thought this was a funny intro line where she's like, clearly, I can commit to something,
right?
Because it's like I've been to 100 years of school. Kelsey came out in an Ellis jersey. That was really cute. Savannah, our wedding planner, brings out a wedding cake, mm-hmm. their wedding cake with them on top. Savannah made me laugh really hard because Savannah just was the definition of what I assume a wedding planner to be.
Yeah.
Which is super nice. Organized, but like very high strung.
Yeah, like not loose and flirty. Just a little bit like, we got to make sure we get this. And even when she walked in, everybody's like, oh, I got a cake. She's like, don't worry, everyone, you'll be all getting slices. It was like she was already like addressing everyone and letting them know what time they'll be slicing the cake and like how many they'll have. Like it was just the voice was like the projecting, like, excuse me, everyone.
We're going to do quarter inches.
It'll
be a quarter inch. Like I'm not looking for a half an inch right now because, we don't have enough slices to go around because I'm counting.
Right.
25 of you. Okay. Yeah, no, she
100%.
And then when she took the cake later and wanted to bring it to Grant and then walked in on Grant on like and Zoe kissing, she's like, oh shit.
It was like she was walking in on the bride and groom and she was like, sorry, too early.
That's funny. The way she was just carrying.
Yeah, just big cake.
And it was kind of tilting. And she was just so stressed.
Oh, yeah, this is just like some people's, this is not their environment.
It just was such wedding planner, like stress day of the wedding energy. Mm-hmm. Then we have Vicky.
Yeah.
Vicky comes in pink Cadillac nightclub sign that says Viva Las Vicky. Mm-hmm. If you'll remember, Vicky is our, she works in nightclubs in Vegas.
Yes.
So, she's carrying the bottles around. I'm assuming she's a bottle service girl. Love Vicky's energy. Charming, beautiful. Yeah. I knew I'd love it. Now,
this is where we have the first bit of shade.
And it was very brief, but I needed to address this.
Very subtle, very brief, but picked up on it.
As Vicky rolls in with the Cadillac, there's Dina and a couple other women.
Dina, the attorney.
The attorney.
Which is kind of, I think, important to note.
Yeah, Dina, the attorney, is watching her and she laughs and is like, what is she? Like a bottle service girl?
Right.
And starts laughing. So I'm just putting that out.
Well, it was interesting because it's like, I think what the, almost like the insinuation was
yeah, like, what's the implication in that?
She's not, I don't think she's a bottle girl. Like, what is she, like a bottle girl or something lame? Like, she's almost playing a role, not realizing she actually is.
Oh, see, I think it's the complete opposite.
No, but what I'm saying is the intention is the same. It's like a, it's negatively implied. Like, what is she, like a bottle service girl?
Yes.
Actually, she is.
Right.
So it's even more offensive. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, what are you, and then they are, and you're like.
Either way, I'm like, major shade. Excuse me, Dina.
Also.
You mean she's a woman in a biz that is crazy stressful. You have to be so charismatic.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy hours, hardworking, make great money. What are you implying?
But the vibe is.
Don't like
I'm
that.
I'm an attorney. Yep. That's my identity. Yep. Everyone thinks I'm a badass for it. Everyone else is stupid.
Don't like
it's
that.
It's giving
Dina.
That. So we'll see.
Didn't like that. Maybe it was a weird moment and we caught it wrong. But from what we saw, I was like, noted.
It wasn't a celebratory. It wasn't like, oh, that's fun.
No, it wasn't.
It was giving the opposite of that.
No, it was not. All right. And then finally we had Zoe, who talked about the beginning, t-shirt cannon, shot it above Grant. I think it would have been hilarious if she shot it directly.
Right.
Grant.
Right in the face.
Like, what the hell?
But this is the one who is like, you know, world traveling, multifaceted engineer,
tech engineer model. Like, I think went to Duke.
Right.
Used to be, was the first woman on the wrestling team. Like, go getter, can do it all. And she has the t-shirt with their faces on it. And she was like, listen, every power couple needs some merch. Fun. Love.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And she's like, should we show our fans? And as soon as she said that, I go, ooh, baby.
Yeah, she doesn't have, and she didn't say it in a way of like, haha, either. It was a little like,
no.
With some teeth on it. So like, it'll be interesting.
Ooh, baby, we have a woman who, it said in her bio, not afraid to go after what she wants.
Yes.
And I see that clearly. And I really, really hope that Zoe and Chloe become absolute like besties. Right. And it's like Zoe and Chloe against the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I can see Zoe and like Carolina going toe to toe.
Yeah.
I can see that drama, things like that. A Dina and a Zoe. Like,
agreed.
I'm feeling it. But Zoe, the intro made me laugh, shooting it into the pool. And, you know, she comes in and Zoe and Chloe have their moment. I don't know. I liked it.
I agree. She has the like accolades and she's also
stunning.
But she's also not like giving that she's gonna fake nice you.
No, she's
that
gonna.
A couple of the other girls kind of have it like where they'll stab you in the back, but then tell you they love you.
She doesn't give
Alicia.
She
has the like, I'm giving you straight up what the fuck's going on energy. Yeah. So we'll see. The plastics don't like that. The plastics likes to play. Everything's fine, but then go.
Then
why did you say
back.
That to me?
Yeah.
I think that you're not gonna be able to. She's gonna be kind of an immovable object. And
no,
we'll see
Zoe's
how that
gonna be like, no, I will look you in the face and be like, I don't think that you're here for the right reasons, or I'm not going to apologize about stealing him because that's what this is about.
Agreed. Agreed.
So we shall see. But then Grant comes in. It's all wrapped. Grant comes in to do his speech. And right away, the sweating begins because Dina comes up, hands him a drink. Alicia runs over, cheers his quickly. And I'm like, this is going to be so stressful.
What's more powerful? Giving the drink or cheersing the drink that was just given? Which one will he find more attractive?
I'm already sweating in this season. I don't know. Family, tell us in the comments if you felt this energy too. Maybe you and I were like trying to find it, but it was so palpable to me, this stressful energy. Like it just the underlying of
it
like.
It felt like a corporate, like where people want the boss's affection. So they're doing like, by the way, I've cleaned your office for you, sir. You know, it kind of had that energy.
Yeah. But then also, like you said, like the testing the waters with each other.
Yeah.
It just, no, it did not feel, because like
bubbling.
Some seasons you start and the first night you're like, oh, they're becoming friends.
Right.
And, you know, there are some people that they don't like right away. And like, oh, the whole house is already turning on this one person. But in general, there's just this feeling.
It reeks of frenemies. The whole thing's frenemies.
Oh, yeah, big time. But yeah, that's when he did his speech about love.
Mm-hmm.
And Bailey steals him right away. Like we said, they did the pictures. Parisa does the rocks.
PowerPoint. The
PowerPoint. And then we get to Alicia. And Alicia is, you know, I'm so happy you all like my husband.
Right.
Those comments. Right. And she's like, by the way, I don't know who's going to be the first one to kiss him because I don't kiss on the first date. And Dina's like, that means you'll be the one to kiss him.
Bullshit. You're gonna be the one to kiss him.
So Alicia and Grant sit together and they get cozy.
Shocking. So I felt like Alicia to me was the classic. Once the connection, it's not happening. Now I'm going to make everybody else's life a living hell. Because,
yeah.
But they had a fantastic connection. She seemed to be very comfortable. She kind of, her vibe kind of went away. She seemed sweet.
Yeah.
So that's what, I feel like that's what rattled me and you with her. We're like, do we got her wrong? Because they were really sweet together. They had a really good kiss.
Yeah,
and
she's
they just
talking about
vibed.
Being raised by a single mom, not knowing her dad.
Yeah, it was kind of like, wait a second. Do we have her wrong?
But
I don't know.
The way he like
no, he was
kind of cozied up to her. She's laying against him. They're giggling. He's attracted to her. She's laying on him. The only moment that I was a little bit like, was when she's like, the real me is in sweats and eating sour candy. And I'm like,
really?
He's like, oh, I thought you were always
going
to be in
the
sweats.
Are you going to keep the facade up for a while? Like right away we're going there?
But that was very much, you know, it was a little bit like, I don't like to go out. And I'm like, Alicia, I don't believe you.
Yeah, it's the like.
Alicia, you know, I bet. And listen, God bless. We live for a party. Grant's single, party girl. Okay. Right. We live for a party. We love to go out. I don't get sweatpants and sour candy from you.
It's also like Grant.
I get
being
going
like,
out
know
with
what?
Your girls.
To my favorite Saturday morning is just me cooking for you and rubbing your feet. Yeah. That's me. I just rub your feet and cook for you all day on a Saturday. And so like, that's honestly like, you know, it's just like, okay, if someone were to say that, you're like, okay, you're going to do that once.
But, that's when then he leans in and they start macking. Not just a kiss. These two are smooching.
They
okay?
have a vibe.
And the women see them kissing. And then she walks in and she's like, oh my God, why is it so quiet? And I'm like, Alicia, this is, I'm really torn.
Oh yeah, that was bad. When she walked in, she goes, guys, what are you talking? What are you going to sing about me? And everybody's like, what? It's like, it was very like, guys, stop.
But like you said, with their sit down, I was like, is she a doll? Because she seems so sweet in their sit down. So I could be very wrong, but I am haunted by some of the comments. I'm haunted by this underlying energy that give it an episode or two and it's gonna get rough.
I completely agree.
Then Juliana and Grant are together. She's so he laughs so hard because she's playing the piano. She's playing Beethoven.
Yes.
And no shade, Juliana, because I can't play.
No, it wasn't like killing,
I can't
but
play anything on the piano.
Right.
But it definitely wasn't like incredible.
Right.
And Grant's like, she has my attention. She also has some serious skills that I don't have regarding the piano. And I was like, Grant, it doesn't sound like.
It's not like she's a virtuoso for sure. She's like, she practiced for a month and kind of has the song that she's got. But I just love that she did that too. Like it was just like a watch him drool and he did. But she's so confused because she thinks it's because of the piano. You know what I mean? And it's just like, he's like, totally, you're amazing. But it's like, he's got major hots for her.
Oh,
as
big
we could
time.
Tell, obviously tell.
And by the way, we got a little, this is then when we get a little intro package of her and we see her family doing the car karaoke.
Yes.
Her dad.
Very sweet Italian
her
family.
Her dad is like, you're giving the first rose. Are you getting the first rose from your mother and your father? Mm-hmm. And she's got this big Italian family. Them singing in the car was one of the cutest things I've ever seen. She's trying on the dresses. They're cheering her on. The family seems adorable.
Yes.
I like Juliana.
That's where I completely just went in my brain, cue Juliana versus Alicia.
Oh, you think they're going to have
that? Because I think that Juliana's going to be calmly confident about how much he likes her. I think Alicia's going to be anxiety about how much he likes them. And so I think that she's going to pick up on that. And I think that there's going to be some drama there too.
See, okay. I'm going to predict. I do not think Juliana is going to have a lot of drama. I think Juliana is going to stay out of a lot of the drama.
You think it's more of a Carolina world?
Yep, I think it's going to be more Carolina, Dina, Alicia. Zoe energy. Yep, I think that Juliana gives me the vibe that she is gonna stay away.
Got it.
I think she's gonna be she's gonna be one of the ones that's like he's obsessed with, and the girls might come for her in some way if she's, you know, making strides with him. But I don't get the vibe from her that she's gonna play into it so much.
Got it.
I think she's gonna make have like her friends in the mansion and kind of stick with that and not get involved. That's the vibe I get. I could be very wrong.
I think that her energy is giving that, but I just think that Alicia's gonna not like how much he likes her. You know, I think when people don't play into all the anxiety, that the person who is anxious like looks at them as like, what's wrong with that person? So we'll see.
Well, they kiss.
Yep.
She says it's been a hot minute since she's gotten a smoochie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's very cute. I like her so far. Then Carolina and Grant, which we discussed. Yep. And I wrote down, she's the master of men. Men have named many ships after her. Carolina.
Watch your boy around Carolina, because he's going to be like, what's going on with her?
There has been battles.
The way
she
looks too. She has like she looks at you. And she has that eyes, and I'm like, she knows what she was doing with him too. And he was just like, oh.
She gives Helen of Troy energy. Yeah. There is, like I said, many ships have been called the Carolina.
You know how like those ships have like a siren on the front of it.
Yeah,
like, she's on the front of many
she's
ships.
She's on the front of many ships. 1,000%.
They've carved her into the front.
Many men have wept carving her figure into the front of their ship as they set out to sea because Carolina has chosen another.
Mm-hmm.
Then the whole moment, by the way, where like we talked about the limo shows up and it makes it look like maybe an ex is walking in because it's like, who is this woman? Who's this woman? I do think it's very funny though, because when we saw the intro with Grant and his family, you and I both looked at each other and so Grant's whole family are models.
That's like the worst though. If you're like a girl coming in and then you're like trying to impress the family and the sister's like the best looking one, it's like it kind of fucks with your like, you know, dynamic, because you're like, I was kind of hoping. It's like, no, just so you know, they're used to beautiful women. Like, you're not going to kind of confuse anyone with your looks here. Like, we're used to this.
His sister, Grant, is so handsome. His sister is a straight up supermodel.
Like, you know them in high school? It was a problem. Like, oh, the Ellis's.
Yeah, the Ellis's.
You know what I mean? Like, every guy's trying to get her. Everybody's just like, have you? Who's with the Ellis's?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's why it was so funny when they did have her walk in, because when all the women were panicking, it's like, yeah, because that's who they were seeing.
Right. And they're like, who is this?
And they're
bitch?
Like, where is
she
doing
here?
Literally,
like,
I think Juliana was like, who's this bitch?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's like, who opened the catwalk from Paris Fashion Week and opened it into
it
the Bachelor Mansion?
She wasn't serving, probably her sister.
No.
It was serving like someone was late.
But then they have her show up, and this was a moment where I was like, you guys, what are we doing here? She shows up, Jesse Palmer walks out and is showing off Grant's baby photos, and then she's kind of doing a light ribbing
of him. It's a whole
shtick
thing they
have
planned.
And I'm like, okay, number one, not to be the worst person on the planet, but the second someone that I barely know takes out like a baby album, I'm like, my brain's off.
I'm the same.
I feel like a bad person, but
am
I'm like
a bad person.
I feel like maybe I'm a bad person too.
It's like the last thing on God's earth I want to see is baby pictures of you.
Now, if I know you, I love seeing a family album. I like to see you when you were a baby and you growing up with your family. But
yeah, maybe not. Also, maybe not. We're all babies and we all grew up, and you know, it's like I see a picture of you. Someone is just like a little kid. It's like cute. And you see it once, maybe you're good. I don't need to see it all the time. You know what I mean? So it's like, and especially like maybe if you like someone you love, but like friends, it's like, dude, I don't need to
no,
see
I know you feel that way
kid.
Because
this
I've tried
crazy,
to show you my
dude.
Baby albums before.
Well,
and
no,
it's
I've
like,
seen them before
but you
and,
glaze,
and they're amazing, but you're
but
just
you
like, brother,
glaze
like,
within 10 seconds.
Well, no, no, it's different. We love each other and I've seen those a million times. I'm talking about like anyone outside of that. It's like, I don't care, dude. Like you're just a kid. I was too. Look at you. Oh, like a gritty photo of you as a baby.
I'm
same.
Just saying,
I don't know what we're looking at here.
When we've never even gone out on a like an actual date yet. I don't need to see the baby photos
dude,
yet.
No,
you know
I need
I mean?
To fall in love with
I'd
you
like
to care
to get
about the
to
baby
know
photos.
You. So I thought it was.
I feel like it's kind of a hot take to say like baby photos are shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like no one cares. And if you do care, like maybe you're just sweet. But like, you know, I don't know. It's just a little bit like, yeah, once you've seen one, you've seen them all 100%. Once you've seen a baby photo, Anyone, because again, anyone could be the baby. Like, you could just pull a random picture of a baby and be like, this is me as a kid. Everybody's gonna be like, oh, cute. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, here's me on a bike. Oh, I'm not you, but, you know, here's someone on a bike. Here's me at the beach doing what every fucking person does. I don't know. It's the
me on a bike was a low blow.
Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, baby photos is the least interesting take. Anyway, that's my
take. I'm not as extreme as you, but I was a little bit like, well, I haven't been on a date with this guy yet. Like, I don't need to see the baby photos personally. I just would have so then after that, they have her stick around for a minute and talk to the women. She, by the way, Taylor, his sister, did a great job. She was so confident coming in, did the whole ribbing, did the whole thing like a host, like a pro. But I would just wish it would have been a full focus on her with the women. Yeah. Not like, here's his baby photos. I wish they would have taken that time and been like, Taylor's coming in with a professional lie detector test.
Yeah.
And she will be in a room alone with you, and you will be strapped to this chair with a lie detector test, and Taylor, the sister, gets to ask you any question. Like, I wish if we would have taken time out, we would have gotten that. You're going to bring Taylor in. She's a pro. She's amazing. Let her do a lie detector something test.
Kind of, with an edge to it.
Yeah, come on.
But they made her kind of like the mother. Like, here's pictures of him as a child.
It was just more like a sweet grandma. Now, I will say something that I did think that was important is that she really, tried to hit home with the women. He is ready to be in a relationship.
Right.
He is ready. He is ready. He is ready. Also, when she talked to the women, she said that his last relationship was like a 7-year-long relationship.
Yeah.
Which, as a person, if I was going in, I would take that. I'd be like, this feels like a green flag to me that you are committed.
Yeah.
7-year relationship is a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I guess he could be better with organization. So you're like, well, he sounds pretty great.
Right.
Sounds pretty great. Then a few of the other moments we have Latia with Grant. She asked about the Ferrari versus the Acura, but he kisses her. He kisses Latia. That's then when Jesse Palmer comes in and goes, hey, by the way, here's the first impression, Rose. Putting this out here, but this is a special first impression, Rose, because this first impression, Rose, is also going to give someone the very first date.
Yeah.
Which is a first time for this, which is exciting. So now it's 10 times more competitive. It's like, not only am I going to get the first impression, Rose, now I get to have the very first one-on-one with him. So you don't necessarily have the first impression, Rose curse where you get forgotten about.
Right.
You get to have a date right out the gate with him.
Yeah.
That's then when Grant sits down with Alex, and we talked about Alex, but she is just so freaking cute.
So cute. And I just felt like her energy was so cool. Like, you know, no shade to Carolina, but Carolina like mentioned a mansion and mentioned, you know, basically living a rich lifestyle. And then, you know, Alex said, my dream is to be like in Morocco on a camel with $5.
No, she said, she's like, if I don't have someone who grounds me,
right,
I'll have $5 in my bank account and be on a camel in Morocco.
Right, but
she's an adventurer.
But my point too is that she didn't say like at a resort in Morocco. She literally said $5.
Yeah.
So what she's saying is like, I don't need a lot of material things. Like, I just need the connection, and I'm a fun, adventurous, interesting person. So I thought that was very heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So totally. Which signals kind of wifey vibes. So I think he sensed that and felt that around her.
And, you know, she also, just the way that she was communicating with him, where she was just giggling nonstop, but like genuine laughing. And she was like, I know, I'm wild, I'm crazy, I've got this crazy energy. And then she had him do some of the French phrases, and she's like, my partner needs to know French because I think it's hot. So let's go over so funny. French phrases. And then that ended up leading to a kiss.
Yes.
And I really like her. Like you said, she's got wife vibes.
She glows.
She glows.
Big time.
She glows. And I know I'm jumping ahead here because we got a couple more of the moments with the ladies, but Grant does end up giving the first impression rose to Alex.
A little funny note about that. It was just like how they made him walk past everyone. So like he picks up the rose and looks at everybody and goes, and just moves. And then like there's another group and they go, and he goes, just keeps going. It was just very funny to watch them all just be like crushed. It was like, oof.
But he gives it to Alex, and that was something about him that like she does just radiate off such like lifelong partner energy, and is so playful and sweet and quirky and weird with the llama that I'm like, it gives me that Grant's looking for a wife.
Mm, I agree.
It gives me that for sure.
I totally agree.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm choosing the person with the longest makeout session. I don't know.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. He also kisses Vicky. We don't really see their interaction, but he kisses Vicky. So we got a handful of smoochies. Yeah,
kind of like there was a lot of clips and you're kind of realizing, oh, okay. Like at the beginning, it was like he made out with someone and then he realized he was
And then we see him kiss Zoe as well in like a brief clip. So I'm like, he was
And that was a brief clip too. Yeah, so it's like, so that means that he made out with a lot of people.
There might have been even more people that he was making out with. And then we have a moment with Grant and Natalie. And she's very sweet. She works with kids. He's like, she's a keeper. She has him do the breath with the smell of the flowers, blow out the bidet candles, which Ember loves to do.
Yes.
Some of Ember's teachers taught her that growing up. She still does that. She'll sit in her bed sometimes and she'll smell the flowers, blow out the birthday candles.
Well, weirdly, Ember is very bad at blowing out candles. It's a very weird thing. It's so funny to watch her do it. It's almost like she goes above it.
She goes above him.
And she's like looking at it going, what the heck? And we're all kind of confused too. We're like, how come it's not going out? And she's but she just goes right above it.
It's happens, like, put your head it down. It happens every it's time. Kind of, and it takes a solid minute and a half. She blows
over it. Like, it's not going out. And we're always like, no, down. And then she gets it. It's just funny. Ever since she was a kid, she did that.
And then we had, before the first impression rose is officially given in the rose ceremony, we had Rose and Grant. Now, let me tell you something about Rose and Grant. There's some sexual chemistry happening.
Going on
because
she nailed it with this little.
At first, when she's like,
I wasn't vibing at first.
Here are these pieces of clay. Let's manifest what our experience is going forward. I'm like, I don't really know what we're going to be making out of this woo, clay.
Is this too like, you know, is he going to kind of just be like, what are we doing here? This is too much work. But then she transferred it quickly. But
then she's like, let's put blindfolds on.
Yes.
And she's like, I'm going to have it be a ghost moment.
Yes.
And so then their hands are everywhere. They're kind of rubbing the clay together.
Well, and she starts like, she like grabbed the clay and it was like, is she making a penis? Like,
I'm like, and she was making it to roll it into a circle.
Sure.
But at first when she was forming it, I was like, if she like, makes a penis,
that's epic.
She will forever be my favorite player that has ever gone onto the screen ever.
Like, what is she doing? And then like, okay, got it.
It's a penis. Can you imagine?
That would have been so
how
funny.
Funny would that have been? He so takes funny. Now it's a big risk because you don't know how
he'll react.
You don't know the person yet. So you're like, I don't know if he's going to think this is funny or not, or if he thinks I'm going to be, I don't know, trying to push something. But if it's the right person and they take their blindfold off and you have made an entire dick, that would have been
very
so funny. He like makes a ring and then you're like, I made
that's
this.
Very funny. That would have been funny. But then it transfers, you know, because then all of a sudden they're kind of getting vibey. And he's like, keep your blindfold on. Then he starts like making out with her.
By the way, he doesn't tell her that he takes his blindfold off.
So he wanted to look at her and then like.
He takes his blindfold off. She has hers on. He starts making out.
And she's very into it.
I looked at Evan and I go, this is like one of my books.
Yes. It was serving books.
We're
it was
blindfolded.
Very hot.
He's not. We're making out. Then she takes it off and she doesn't realize that
You had
your blindfold off the whole time. And I'm like, these two have got something going on. And I like her.
Yeah.
So I approve of this message.
Me too. I approve of this message.
And then, like I said, he ends up giving the first impression rose to Alex. After that, we have the rose ceremony, and first rose goes to Latia, and then, this could be wrong, but here we go, family quick fire. We have Latia, Rose, Zoe, Ella, Allie Jo, Natalie, Juliana, Vicky, Carolina, Beverly, Bailey, Dina, Chloe, Rebecca, Serafina, Alicia, and Parisa. I'm so glad my girl Rebecca is still in there, looking gorgeous. We saw her in cast bios, and I was obsessed. We didn't get to see her at all in this episode, and I hope we get to see more of her because you know, she serves my books and I'm so into her.
Big time.
And then going home, we had a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I don't know if this is everybody, but I think it's Christina, Radhika, Kelsey, Savannah, Janae, Kylie. I could be wrong.
Like six people.
I was trying to write it down quickly. But it was a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. I wonder if they're trying to focus on more and maybe send less people home throughout the season.
It was a small cast anyway. So
maybe they're experimenting with a different thing.
I personally like it. it's more typically what we get in the Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette. We start with a cast that's closer to like 25 people, and then we get to know.
And they're cutting like single or two people a week as
instead
of like
we're getting
four.
To really like know a lot of the people in the cast versus just like a quick like boom, boom, boom. There's typically in a typical season when there's like 30, 32 people, I don't know. You just feels like there are so many people in the cast that you're like, I don't even remember who that person is.
Well, there's a lot of when you're looking at them all waiting for the rose.
Yeah.
There's always like six of them that you're like, I don't even think, who is that?
Yeah.
Versus this time there was like maybe two that were like, oh, I don't think they interacted really or like did any ITMs. You know?
I feel like this episode, they actually did a pretty good job
everybody.
Of showing, or at least it looked like most everybody got time with him.
I agree.
Which was crazy. And also, am I tripping? Or did, when they were doing the exits and everyone was saying goodbye, it still looked dark outside?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Maybe they didn't keep up everybody up as late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But less people though too.
There's less people. Yeah.
Shots and ITMs and.
Well, we then get the preview and family.
Drama.
This is going to be a dramatic season.
Yeah.
It's a dramatic season. Looks like Carolina. There's drama. Somebody bad mouth. Somebody made up something about somebody else. I mean,
a lot of tears, which we unfortunately love
tears.
To see.
A lot of singing. So we'll find out about that to come. And
but still goes. What still goes down so crazy to me though is him like not making a decision like until 5 minutes before. I will say, if I was the recipient of the proposal and I saw that, I'd be like, don't know how I feel about this.
We're gonna have a lot to talk about because that coin flip energy at the very end,
it's like, bro, if I'm just kind of like thrown last minute, like, and it's like,
I'm curious if he did choose someone and if that person is still with him, what after the final rose is gonna look like when the person has to see for the first time, because they have to be there and watch it with the whole audience. How they're going to feel coming up on stage post like a I don't know who I'm going to choose energy. Also, what it leaves the question mark for is if you have question mark energy, or if you have coin flip energy, who's to say that we don't have, you know, an Ari situation where you choose the person and then a few months later you go, never mind.
Right.
And we have
you
a huge.
You could be like, hey, I'm not choosing you, but like. Stay nearby.
Stick around.
I don't know if this is
so. Who knows? All of a sudden, we have a after the final rose where it's like, I actually ended up breaking up with this person and going.
Just
with
start
this
crafting
person.
Your, I made the wrong decision.
Your apology.
Type, you know, get really good at how start, you're going to massage.
Start
that
already crafting for Instagram your public apology for, you know, the wrong person or whatnot. Yeah.
Precisely.
Well,
awesome.
That was a great
first
episode.
Very excited
Loved
about
it
this.
So much. Family, please tune in. And I'm saying this late in the episode, but tune in on Monday. This is the one episode for this week. Tune in on Monday when we cover two episodes of The Traitors, the new season. And then we'll also cover a few days after that on Wednesday. We'll cover the next Bachelor episode.
Let's
Cannot
go.
Wait. We love you all. Have a great week.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.